Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, I pulled this question off of Facebook. Michael Newman got in touch. Michael saying, with a long race like the Comrades Marathon, he's asking, is the approach to this very different to running a marathon? He says, if he feels tired generally or achy, what makes sense to him is in a race, he stops for about 5 minutes, has a bite, eat maybe a banana or a biscuit or something, and then carries on. Is this a wise strategy when it comes to comrades, or should he, if he's sore and tired, is it a case of just keep moving? What's the best strategy when it comes to a race like comrades?
Again, a marathon and comrades, I would pick a fairly similar race strategy. So look, I know marathons are a whole lot shorter, and so the need to walk is probably much less. But, you know, for most people, the average runner, most of the field finishes between 10 and 12 hours. Those sort of level of runners, I say, there should be some walking in the marathon and there should definitely be some walking in the ultra. I'm not a big fan of stopping because then you kind of seize up and you get quite uncomfortable. And the longer into the race you go, the more significant that seizing up would be. So it's not something that I would advise to actually physically stop, sit down in a chair, chow a banana or whatever. But when you do start to get quite uncomfortable and, you know, the legs don't feel so good, the joints are sore, the muscles are sore, I would certainly increase the length of the walk breaks. And if I had access to things like bananas or other snacks that my friends and family had brought along the route, then absolutely I would walk long enough that I could really get in a nice good fueling strategy and that I get a real venue from actually running. But I wouldn't stop moving. I'd keep those legs going so that they don't seize up.
Fantastic. Here we go. Thanks for that question, Michael. Appreciate you being in touch. Lindsay, thanks for your time. We're back again in just a couple of days' time with the next edition. Until then, from the two of us, take care.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.